Part of growing up, I think, is owning our own mistakes. Now, when we make a mistake, often our first instinct is to blame someone else. But owning our failures, our weaknesses, our mistakes is the first step to a better life. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. My favourite day of the week is without a doubt Saturday. It's the one day I get to sleep in. I love that feeling. I remember quite a few years ago now, it was Saturday morning, and about 6:15, I'm lying in bed half asleep, and I hear our then teenage daughter Melissa turn the shower on. Hang on, what's going on? Later, we found out that she'd woken up, thought it was a school day, and it wasn't until she was in the shower that she realised it was Saturday. And you know how teenagers love to sleep in, right? Now, that was inconvenient, but harmless. Yet habits are powerful things. Oftentimes, we do stuff without even thinking because it's part of our routine. And sometimes our habits can ruin our lives. Isn't it amazing, though, when it comes to our bad habits, how we just want to delude ourselves and pretend that they're not there? Look, if we say we have no sin, 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, we're fooling ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God will forgive us. We can trust God to do this. He always does what's right. He will make us clean from all the wrong things we've done. The first step to breaking those entrenched bad habits is getting real and confessing them to God. And without doubt, He'll forgive us. Without doubt, His power will cut in and He'll show us how to break them. It's just what He does. Confess your sins to God and He will set you free. That's His word fresh for you today. My friend, God wants to set you free from the sin, and I use that word deliberately, the sin that's robbing you of the amazing life that He intends for you. He seriously does. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.